William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Seventh Queen, a novel by Greta Kelly, performed by Imani Jade Powers. One.
Hello, my love. All the room's meager heat died at those three words. Even the fire in the hearth seemed to dim. But I didn't need light to recognize the monster responsible for murdering thousands of my people. My love? He could only mean it as an insult, a way to bait me. But I was no child, and I wouldn't give in to my anger. Not yet. I raised my chin in defiance. Hello, Radovan. He smiled, the expression straining his waxen face, as if he were more magic and clay than flesh and blood. Radovan raised both hands, long fingers splayed as if to show the many riches of his stolen empire. Welcome to Tolograd. For all the long years of conquest, the decades of roving pillaging and theft, the room around us told a drab tale of privation and strife, not at all what I'd expected. It was a simple gray-walled bedroom with narrow, arrow-slat windows and a few dusty bookshelves. The only glimmer of finery in sight was the bed upon which I sat. Its crimson canopy was made of plush Grosnian velvet, and the sheets were soft and warm against my skin. Sheets that I was clutching to my throat like some woolly-brained damsel. I forced my hands down, pushing past the revolting realization that I had been changed and bathed while unconscious. So despite the fact that I only wore a thin white shift, I stared at Radovan as if I were swathed in silk and glittered with every jewel in my kingdom. No, empire. A metal chain, links as thick as a dog's collar, shifted when I moved. I didn't need to look down to know that an emerald the size of a man's fist hung between my breasts. It was Radovan's birthday present to me, this damned necklace. And the fact that I just happened to be wearing it on the very day I was abducted was too suspicious to be coincidence. Those final moments in Bashir flooded my mind. Armand's confused, pained expression as he died in my arms. The screams, the wind, the blood soaking my face and souring my tongue. The searing pain in my skull as I was knocked out. No, not now.
I was beginning to worry, Radovan said, clasping his hands behind his back when I didn't speak. I thought you might have been damaged when you didn't wake up this morning.
This morning? My gaze tripped to the night-darkened windows. How long had I been out?
I'm sure that would have been terrible for you, I replied, the feigned indifference in my voice somewhat spoiled as I searched the room. I needed something, a knife, a club, anything I could use to rid the world of him. But there was nothing. I remembered a ghost girl promising to help me at one point, but even she had vanished under Radovan's stare.
It really would have. I've been looking forward to speaking with you for some time.
Radovan's head tilted to one side, studying me like I was something strange, something wild. Truth was, I am strange and wild. But I was more than that. I was dangerous, a witch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?